Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. Hello, and welcome to Love with the Lines. I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
And this is episode 20.
I can't believe it's 20. That's crazy. I know, I'm still saying it, but I'm just amazed that it's at 20. Anyway.
Well, you seem like you're in a very good mood.
I'm in an awesome mood. I mean, well, I'm here with you.
Aw.
So.
Good answer.
Yeah, well, so I'm here with you, my hot babe, and I just ordered 9 or 10 brand new Hawaii shirts. I found a place online that sells the actual ones you buy in the Bahamas, and they were having a sale, so I bought some.
So you stocked up.
I stocked up. By Yemeni, I stocked up. So I'm excited. So whenever we get to the point where we're doing visual, YouTube or whatever, I'll be able to do like 40 episodes without wearing the same shirt. Okay, I'm probably exaggerating,
no,
but
you're probably not. After you wear the new ones, yes. Well,
people... well, wearing a Hawaii shirt just puts you in a good mood. Well, it does me anyway.
I'm glad it puts you in a good mood, honey.
I can't speak for the people around me, but
well, I know something that does not put you in a good mood.
Oh my! And what, pray tell, would that be?
Home improvement.
Oh my, you are right.
Those are kind of like swear words in our house.
Oh my. Yep.
So today we're going to talk about home improvement projects for the married couple.
Yep.
And our scripture is taken from Ecclesiastes 4:9. And I'm reading this from the New Living Translation. And it says, two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed.
Yep.
So we got talking about this because we, you always say, when I say we and it's something you've done, Wayne will go, do you have a mouse in your pocket? We. So Wayne finished a project that I've been wanting to have happen for a long time. He put a cover on our pergola that we put up last year on our back porch. And speaking of the back porch, I forgot to mention, you might hear some insect noises or some fan noises. It's very warm in our house, and we don't have the window ACs in. We don't have central air conditioning. So if you hear any strange noises, it's because it was so hot in the room we do the podcast in, we had to open the window and turn on the fan. But anyway, I really enjoy being outside. I'm a gardener. I like sitting out on our porch, looking at the flowers in the garden and the birds. I especially love the hummingbirds in the summertime. And so, but we didn't have any shade on our porch, and you always had to fight with the umbrella. So last year we got a pergola kit, and Wayne put that up. He actually put up two because one came damaged and they just sent us a new one. So we had two.
Yeah, it's like, what do you do with a second one? Yeah. So now we, yeah.
Yeah, they said, keep it, donate it, you know, give it, throw it out, whatever. So we put that one out in the yard, the one that was kind of bent up. But anyway, and I talked with Wayne and said, boy, it would be really nice if we could have a cover on the top of the pergola so that when it rained, our patio furniture didn't get all wet, because sometimes it takes a little while for it to dry out, and then it's a day or two before I can sit back out on the porch again. So I use the words porch and patio interchangeably, so if you get confused by that, I'm talking about the same place. So anyway, so we talked about the possibility of how we could cover it, and, you know, that would be an inexpensive way to do it and have it still allow light in through our French doors in the wintertime, because we have more cold weather here than we have warm weather, and I didn't want to completely block all the light that came in through the back of the house. And you were able to figure it out and accomplish it, and it poured rain today, so it didn't leak.
Yes, I was excited but yet apprehensive on my way home tonight, because it was raining really hard. Mm-hmm. just to see if I would have all kinds of leaks in the roof, but I didn't. So it's like, thank you, Lord. So, but it's, and home improvement is, we joke about this a lot. Home improvement is not my forte, if you want to call it that. So growing up on the farm, my dad used to say, jack of all trades, master of none. So, and I think I probably fit that rather well. I mean, I can do a lot of things, but I can't necessarily do a lot of things well. And especially so if they look good. So if you're looking at a magazine and you see this really fancy, schmancy thing that somebody built or did, or home improvement or something like that, it's not one that I did. just being honest, it may not look the best, but it'll be functional.
Well, didn't you guys have a saying on the farm that if you can't fix it with baler twine or duct tape, it can't be fixed? Was that how you approach things?
Well, years ago, before they had balers with twine, they used wire, and we fixed everything with baler wire. I mean, you wired everything. And then when duct tape came along, my gosh, you know, you combine the two, you could do anything.
So anyway, we talk often about the importance of communication in the life of couples. And early in our marriage, I had these grandiose ideas of what I thought things should look like, or how they should be, or how I wanted to improve things. And I would have this picture in my head. But I had no concept of how long it was going to take
neither did I.
I would always want to rearrange the furniture, but then I would have a plan in my head, and Wayne's going, it's not going to work. And because apparently I don't have the spatial understanding of how things fit in a space. And then he'd humor me and he'd move everything anyway, and then we get it all moved, and he was correct, and it didn't work, and I should have listened to him in the first place, and then we have to move it back or try three different other ways before it got to where it landed. And so that was part of the issue, was I could visualize stuff, but I didn't have the logical thinking behind it to know exactly how it was work. And you have more of an engineer brain when it comes to that kind of stuff, where you can in your head put together how it's going to fit.
Yeah, I mean, I can do that, but it's one of those where a lot of time, the amount of time it takes to do it is way off.
We developed a joke early in our marriage because I would ask Wayne how long it was going to take him to fix something, and he'd say, oh, about 20 minutes. And then, you know, 3 hours later, he's still working on this thing. So then we got to the point where no matter what he was doing, I'd say, so how long is this going to take? He'd say, oh, about 20 minutes. I'm like, great, I'm going to the mall for the next 3 hours. I'll see you later. Because it was just, it always seemed like something went wrong, or multiple things went wrong. And,
yep.
And you could do that. So some of the things we've learned over the years, because we've done many home improvement projects together. The one first house we owned, we painted, I think, the whole upstairs and downstairs. So
yeah, we painted the whole house.
The whole house at least twice, three times. We might have been on, it was three times, because we painted it again when we moved.
Yeah, well, we actually had somebody paint part of it, but we ended up painting a lot of it, too.
Well, remember, we had to paint because the painter that we had didn't do a good job, and we ended up having to put on a second coat. So we ended up painting it anyway. But
flooring down?
Yeah. This was, home improvement was a time when we may have considered the D word, because we would just get so upset with each other. And we've learned over the years to make a plan, to really discuss what we want to do, what my vision is, what I want to see happen, and then to talk about what it's going to take material-wise, time-wise, finance-wise, and if it's possible to do it the way I want it to do, what's going to be acceptable if Wayne gets into the project and discovers there's a
oops
or a glitch or something. So we've learned to communicate better. I've learned to communicate better about what I'm willing to accept as an end result and what I'm not willing to accept as an end result. Instead of just getting mad about it turning out the way I didn't want it to or didn't expect it to, now I can talk with Wayne about it, and we can actually talk about if there's an alternate way to do something. Like, now if you see that it's not going right, rather than just doing it the only way you can, you'll talk to me about it first before you go ahead and do what you think is going to be the best plan.
Right. Well, and part of, I mean, God obviously made us different, but where you want it to function and look really good, my concern a lot of times has always been it needs to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of times how, when I'm planning something, I'll try to approach it that way. Well, what's the best way to make it work? What's, you know, what do I need to do? And trying to write it down, make a list, make a drawing, figure all that stuff out. But, and again, you know, a lot of times my idea was to get it to function properly, not necessarily to get it to look acceptable or good or whatever. And yeah, because I really don't, I don't like to paint. And we've painted a lot over the years.
He never told me that. We were probably on the second time of painting the bedrooms or the living room. I don't know which floor it was in the house. The first house that we owned, when he said to me, "I hate painting." He had never said that before. So that's what a great husband he is. He just painted when I wanted to change the color. And he never said a word until one day, I guess it was too much, and you said something. But it's...
Well, and I've never been able to put two colors together so they match either. Remember when I went on a short trip, mission trip years ago, and you were expected to dress nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Remember you made a list of what color pants and jeans, what with what color shirts and jackets and ties,
yes,
and all
yes,
that stuff.
I did a list for you so you could...
So I didn't have to just randomly pick stuff out and look like who knows what.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, so back to the communication about
Sorry,
home improvement.
I digress.
We've gotten better at working out the plan, talking it through. I have learned not to be so particular about things, because so like the porch roof project that you did, pergola roof rather, I guess is the right term, you were using the corrugated plastic roofing,
clear,
and you had to brace it. You had to put wood bracing across the pergola beams every so often because it had to be supported in a specific way. Well, the way he had to do it, on one side, the boards had to be a little bit closer together than they did on the other side. Now, years ago, I would have been all over the place that couldn't be that way, that they had to be exactly even, that they had to be uniform. What would people think if they looked and saw that they weren't spaced out evenly? And now I'm like, well, first of all, who is going to look at the roof and worry about whether or not the boards are spaced evenly? And if they do look at it and they have an issue with it, well, that's their problem. It's not our problem. It's being functional. And it looks good. He did a really good job on it. It looks really good, honey.
No, thank you. And it doesn't leak, which I was very excited about that. Well, and I know I'm always more particular, too, because I know I see the mistakes that I made or the screw-ups that I've done. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, okay, well, hopefully that'll still work and still not leak and not fall down, or you know what I mean.
And I used to look for every mistake that you made. I used to look for all the imperfections, and really, in the scheme of things, I've learned that when I go to other people's houses, I don't look for all the imperfections in their house. And so why I think other people, you know, and I'm always one of those people that I would point things out. And, like, people would be like, I would have never noticed that if you hadn't have said something to it and drawn my attention to it. So I've learned to not draw attention to the flaws either.
Well, and see, in my from my perspective, that's what I do. So part of my job is if I find a something defective or something that doesn't look right, then my job is to draw attention to it. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, and I think that's been part of the communication that we had to work out too, because like, well, especially like on this project you just did, there were safety concerns. And so mm-hmm. you had to redo some things because you wanted to make sure that it was going to be safe, that it wasn't going to blow away in a wind.
Right.
And you changed something with the holders for the post
base,
like three or four times until you got that done. And I just learned to help. It's, you know, I help when I can. I think you've learned over the years when to ask for help from outside to get somebody who might mm-hmm. be more knowledgeable about something rather than just trying to forge ahead and do it yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And he's being way too critical of himself here. Many of the projects that he's done over the year have turned out just fine. They've been very practical and functional, and they've looked great. So he is more adept at this than he thinks he is.
Mm. Well, thank you. I don't know if I... Well, anyway.
Mm-hmm. So all this to say, we know that a home improvement can be a very stressful time. It, unless you're, you know, married to Tim the Tool Man, it can, I can't think of, like, you know, Joanna Gaines or somebody that mm-hmm. can, you know, or, there's that one show. I can't think of what the.
Yeah, I know what you mean too. Now, she does all that stuff.
Yeah, she does all this demolition and renovation and stuff. And, you know, so unless one of you is very talented in home repair, home renovation and things, it's likely to be that if you're doing this together, you need to plan together, you need to decide what is going to be an acceptable outcome. If it can't work the way you think it's going to work, I have a great saying at work. My team, I have like three sayings, and one of them, my team knows all three of my sayings, and one of them is, it sounds good in my head and it looks good on paper, but until we really try it out, we're not going to know how it works. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how it is. You think something's going to work in the home improvement arena, and when you go to try it, you run into something that's like, oh, this isn't going to work the way we think it did. So talk about, make a plan, talk about what you want the end product to be, and make sure you're in agreement. Like, lots of times I'll show you pictures mm-hmm. of what I'm looking for, what I want it to look like, so that he has an idea rather than me. Because lots of times when I describe things, he doesn't internalize what I'm describing the way I'm thinking about it mm-hmm. in my head. So make sure you have a clear idea of what it is that you want to accomplish. And then make a clear plan for, if up front, if you think, well, maybe this could happen or that could happen, what would be acceptable alternatives? When you get to a point where you run into an issue, stop and discuss mm-hmm. it. And that way you can come to agreement together about what you think the outcome is going to be. And learn to get help if you need help. Even if you're working on a budget and you can't afford right now to bring somebody in to do work for you, you probably have friends at church or at work or someplace who do home improvement mm-hmm. and you can, you know, at least enlist their help, maybe offer to bake them a cake or take them a meal or run an errand for them or babysit their kids or do something for them to trade off in sharing some knowledge with you. I mean, it's interesting in our daughter and son-in-law's relationship. Our daughter's the handy one. We've talked about this a little mm-hmm. bit. And she has taught herself to do all kinds of things yep. from watching YouTube videos.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing about doing home improvement too, like unless you've actually, you know, built the house or, you know, had the house built, there's so many unknowns. I mean, look at some of the stuff we've found here. Mm-hmm. Remember the first time I changed a wall switch in the bathroom and found that there was a petrified mouse in there. Apparently it was chewing one of the wires and that did not go well. And I opened up I pulled out the cover
that.
And it's like, oh my gosh, there's a petrified mouse inside there. So, I mean, you just...
Because you said its head fell off and you were glad I wasn't there to see it.
It's like, so you just, there's so many unknowns when you do this stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
So communication is key.
Yes, it is.
Like everything else in the relationship.
Yep.
So we hope that you found this discussion about home improvement helpful, and maybe it will make your next home improvement project a little less stressful.
Yep.
So until the next time, we pray that your marriage is richly blessed. Have a good day.
Bye now. God bless.